This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT Brake.
That's right. 2:36 here on the Sweet Spot, our final full segment on this Friday of the week. And, yeah, holidays coming up next week. We'll be back in Monday on a Cowboy Monday after Dallas takes on Philadelphia Sunday afternoon. And then we have a disjointed Sweet Spot next week because of the holiday. But hopefully you and yours will be safe and happy and eat some good food next week. But without further ado, let's throw it over to Mino because Monty's out for the best of the rest after Killer was robbed earlier this morning in the big NIT, or excuse me, the big E-Brew.
Thank you, Sean. No Justin this week, but we do have our NIT committee here, which is yourself. We have Michael Dixon, we have EA, and we have Ham, and we have myself. Now, typically, we have six candidates, but we had so many good ones this week that I'm extending it to seven.
Wow.
I like content.
Wow.
I like rules, too, but I like content over rules. So let's get to it, and let's start with the Sunday morning program, Work in Progress. Now, we had no DJ this week because he was out on assignment with the hardline, and we had Baldy filling in for him.
Hey, guys.
And I'm going to let you know what Baldy says here. He's trying to say what defines, but he kind of shortens it, and he says it fast, and it sounds like he says a bad word.
But it's like a bygone era now of what was great and now what it is now. What it is now is most jump ropes by a cat in 1 minute.
Nine.
Set by a Kit Kat.
Consecutively or just in 1 minute?
Consecutively.
Okay, that's actually...
We need to send them into a hotel room that Cumulus pays for with you, Ham, and see the record you're breaking in
there.
They
don't want to see that record. How about this spare record from
you're
now?
You're reapplying the wallpaper glue.
Most magic tricks underwater in 3 minutes.
What the fuck? What?
Whoa, he goes, Chloe, he didn't say it. He didn't say it.
I don't know.
He just said F, but...
What defines a magic trick underwater? Like, can you just do, like, oh, is this your card and call it a day? Or do you have to, like, are you pulling out
the coin behind the ear 38 times in a minute?
Are you sure?
You've got dead rabbits because they've drowned in your car.
You got a little old ladies driving to church having to hear that filth
on a
Baldy.
Sunday morning, a Baldy just... It sounds so casual, WTF, but he was saying, what defines?
Dang.
What?
Very funny. So there's candidate one, Baldy. Candidate number two is George, and this is very similar. So George is saying, flip y'all, but Junior thought he said the bad word.
I don't think we should all have to apologize of... Well, gosh, yeah, you know, I have to have my head handed to me by those of you who are 40 years younger who know the ways of the world so much more than I do. I'm so sick of that.
Yeah, I agree.
Flip y'all. Who cares?
Well, it's not about that. I'm just trying to get... I don't need to apologize for it. I'm just trying to figure out what is actually common.
What did George say? Did that sound like what I thought
said
it sounded
flip
like?
Flip y'all.
Okay. Because I talked over it, and it sounded like something else. I just want to make it clear, George did not say F y'all. He said flip y'all. Yeah, but I agree, George. How you feel is how you feel.
Anything close to it where it's just a strong F at the beginning of it.
We're not as old as Jubb, but there is going to be a day where I'm going to be in lockstep with him. When I hear stuff from 20-year-olds when I'm getting close to 60, I'm not going to want to hear any of it.
Yeah, I agree.
Flip y'all.
You're just going to say flip y'all.
I just might.
Instead of when people are doing 6-7 or whatever they're doing 20 years from now. So, yeah, there is Giorgio. Candidate number three is the normal producer of this show, Justin Montemayor. He does Why Today Doesn't Suck every day when he's here. And he was going for a reference last Friday. Now, there is a James Bond movie called Octopussy.
Yep.
It's the title of the movie. I've never seen it, but that's what it's called. Hmm. And he mixed up Mr. Moneypenny in that word.
You
in
mean,
hilarity.
You mean Miss Moneypenny?
Miss Moneypenny? Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what Corby said.
Have
was
you
Mr.
seen a James Bond
I have not
movie?
Seen a James Bond movie.
Dude.
Not one. Dude, I'm so far behind. Dude. I'd be
James
so lost.
Bond.
There's like 1,000 of them. I know of
GoldenEye.
James Bond.
You haven't seen GoldenEye?
I've played the video game.
Oh, my God.
Man,
I know all about the video game.
I know.
But obviously, Justin wasn't familiar either.
I think they hired the trans woman from Euphoria to play Bond in the next film.
Yeah, it was between her and Bowen Yang.
Boring.
Bowen Yang would be an amazing James Bond.
Amazing.
Yeah, straight Bowen Yang.
Lil Nas X.
Just slaying.
Yeah, just
Lil
hooking
Nas
up
X,
with all the
Bowen
hot
Yang
dudes.
And Hunter Schafer.
That person's gay? Oh.
Hunter Schafer would be a hot Bond girl. Or guy.
I wonder who they would cast to play Mr. Money.
What?
Huh.
Mr. Money Penny?
Oh.
What are you doing?
What? What?
You're thinking Octo?
Yeah, yeah. Octo.
Mr. Money.
I don't even think you can say that.
It's a, I don't it's a think cat. So, yeah. It's a cat. It's fine.
Yeah. I'm reasonably sure you can't.
Even doing over there.
It's something the Octo mom would possess, I would say.
Sure, sure.
Luckily, though, he's in charge of what can go over the air and what can't.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Money P. So shocking.
I do love the rules of radio where on one version we can say it, but we can't say it the other way. Just a little tiny.
Well, it's all context.
One of those things,
it's,
EA.
It's like fourth down, EA. It all matters. All the context matters.
I just can't get over the fact you haven't seen a Bond movie. Like
I haven't seen a Bond movie.
That's an assignment for sure.
Yeah, to watch all of the Bond movies?
No, just watch
not all of them. At least
okay,
GoldenEye.
If I watch GoldenEye, that's the one I... That's my Bond.
Watch some Sean Connery. Those are good ones.
You don't have a Bond. You haven't seen any.
That's true.
Idris Elba is my Bond. He's okay. The next Bond. So there is Monto with Mr. Money P. Candidate 4, Matty Beers. Now, we have two back-to-back from Matt. So this was a... Matt had a phrasing issue as they were talking about the movie Arachnophobia and a spider at the end of the movie of Arachnophobia.
What was the one with the... is it David Arquette?
Freaks.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a fun one.
Yeah. Spider movies are creepy. Arachnophobia was realistic until the end when that giant end spider threw itself at somebody at the end of the movie.
One spider?
That was uncool.
And I said the giant...
Oh.
Jeez, the end of the movie
harsh.
Spider.
Very harsh.
Matt going hard today, huh?
It's like, my gosh, man. This is not
what
nice.
Happened?
Indeed, what happened? Golly.
I said end. End.
Hey. My God.
All right, that's the news.
Thank you, Travis. 1047
I said
is
end.
Okay, all right. That's what
end
you
of
say,
the movie,
you
spider.
Said. Got a train incoming your way, buddy boy.
Donovan just, what'd you say? The end spider.
Is it me or are all these funnier than arugula? So far.
Right.
Like,
I told you.
Okay.
We're only through four.
That's why poor we elf. Do this segment.
There's nothing against elf.
That's why we do this segment. I'm
not ripping big e-break committee. I thought elves was good, but we had maybe just a very strong week of broadcasting at the ticket. So let's get to Matt's next nominee, as I believe this is one we've all heard. I was a part of this yesterday. This was during Picks with Friends, and Matt let go.
Why do you sound like you have a dart in your neck? What's going on? Are you okay?
What? I don't know.
Have you had a couple of frozen awesomes or something?
Slow motion.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't feel good about these games. No.
I want. Hey, are you? Can you not pick? George, because of your history with North Texas and broadcasting, can you not pick them to triple?
George said it was okay.
No, it's not.
No, it's not because of that. I could, but I just don't want to jinx them. I just don't want to mess them up. They're on such a run. I just don't want to mess anything up.
You know, I don't want to mess Oklahoma up. That's why I was reluctant to pick them, but I'm still going to do it.
It hasn't hit me yet. I'm sorry.
Seven and a half. Just look, at this point, just win by 1 point, OU. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
Running them out of the building.
Just get a win.
Sending them back north of the red. You know what I'm saying?
No. And I'm going
to be
there.
Oh, God, there it is.
By the way, Jubb.
Taking the copter?
Good God.
Klatt hates the group
like
of five.
Minutes ago.
Yeah, I mean, I
oh,
love
my goodness.
I buy the channel every week. I heard that, and that's really rough. Hurt my heart.
But he's not wrong.
It's hard to hear.
Oh, my. Dude, you...
You got to chill out.
Sorry, McLaren blew ass in here. Everybody's freaking out.
You got to chill out. Seriously. That is ridiculous.
I just do it because George does.
No, no. Not like that, though.
Yeah, he does.
That's...
Mine are funny. Mine's
this funny. One was not
no,
funny.
That has nothing funny about it.
Kind of. It smells like a dead animal.
God, dog, dude.
Man.
How confusing for the listener, like the first 80% of that.
Picks with Friends has replaced Why Today Doesn't Suck as the most chaotic segment on the station.
An audio train wreck.
As 75% of the people in there, except for Matt, have their shirts over their noses because of his backside.
So Matt sits where you sit, Sean, in the exact same chair.
So throw that chair out.
I might burn it.
So, and Donovan sits here. I was sitting across in the Gordo seat.
Mm-hmm.
So the fart had to move clockwise around the room because it hit Donovan first. Then it hit Dave, and I'm just, okay, I don't feel anything
from
yet.
Right
and
to left on your radio dial.
Boom. Yeah,
there you go.
Yes.
Play-by-play man, Ham, painting the picture.
It hit. It was a bad one. And Donovan just like almost had to get up and leave. So there's Matt farting.
Another reason I'm glad I'm not on Picks with Friends, because I didn't have to endure that.
Well, maybe next year. All right, candidate number six, but not the final candidate, is our very own EA Azad, who hosted the news yesterday. I always love when EA brings it. And we had a little confusion when he was talking about the shape of streets.
North Texas City. Can you guess the city that's the most dangerous city for pedestrians and drivers in Texas?
For pedestrians
and drivers.
Laredo.
No.
Houston.
Mesquite.
Nacogdoches. It's Dallas.
Oh, trick question.
Dallas, 50% higher rate than all other major cities, resulted in death and destruction on the streets. And you know what the biggest cause?
Cars.
Pigeons.
Streets.
Oh.
The streets are L-designed.
L-designed.
Ill-designed.
Oh, yeah. I heard L-designed, too.
90 degrees. Like
that does seem dangerous.
It's a tough turn.
So many corners. See where,
yeah, you gotta
I don't
really,
know many
like,
L-designed.
You got to break through that turn. Just, or
it takes forever to get to work.
Just drifting.
But apparently, the report shows that there were so many flawed streets here.
I like how you kept your nose down and kept going.
Yeah.
Listen, that's the beauty of broadcasting. You know, you just keep going.
Professional newsman.
That is the beauty of broadcasting. Just keep the pedal down.
Do you have ill-designed isolated by chance?
No.
Because it does... I heard L-designed.
I think
and
we
I'm,
all did.
The streets are L-designed. Last night, me and Creighton were recording, and he just looked at me and goes, you and the vowels. This mean vowels don't work well together. So.
And I was just trying to think of an L-shaped street in Dallas. Like,
L-designed.
Okay, I mean, who needs vowels?
Yeah,
right?
You don't really need it. So
consonant
congratulations,
guy.
EA, on the nomination. And our last nominee of the week, nominee number seven, is our boss, Jeff Catlin. Now, Cat knows all the rules of radio. He knows the FCC rules. He tells us all the time the words we can and we can't say. And he was on the White Elephant draft yesterday, and he said one of the words we can't say right into a microphone.
9 to noon and noon to 3 only have one slot left each. Nobody has taken afternoons yet. It's wide open, and only DJ right now is slotted in for the morning show.
Are we breaking now? You want to keep? Okay, one more before
God,
we take a
how
break.
How about noon to 3 with Corby, Dave, and Gordo?
And the next selection is...
No!
Yeah, oh did you just curse? Yeah, dump that.
Yeah, somebody said
that. Dump that. Dump that.
Bob.
This word.
Is Bob. Was that you, Cat?
I don't think so. Maybe.
You're in charge of this thing and you're cursing
we
on air like that?
We dump our
that means we can do
we can
it.
Say whatever we want.
Have to dump.
We dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
Oh, we got the live one. All right, Bob, you are up. Bob, make your selection.
And Matt was right. If the boss does something, we get to do it too. So we get one hall pass to cuss. So there he is. And those are your nominees. Is it Baldy? What defines? Is it Flip Y'all Georgie? Is it Mr. Money P. Monty? Is it Matty Beers with his spider phrasing issue? Is it Matt farting? Is it L designed EA? Or is it Cat cussing? Start our vote with, I like to start in the newsroom. Let's start with Michael Dixon.
I'll go with Matt farting.
Okay.
EA? Think of the racist spider.
Okay.
Black Widow Matt.
Okay.
That's two votes for Matt. Actually, Sean? 3 votes from Matt, but 2 of them for the spider. I'm going to go with Baldy Bear. I think Baldy Bear was super underrated, nearly dropping an F-bomb. And
hey, guys.
The entire crew was taken aback.
So I could tie this, or I could just put it away. Man. I think Cats was really funny. But just to pull away, I will vote for Spider Matt. So congratulations, Matt McLaren. You are this week's NIT winner. We have standings,
yes,
EA.
That will be Matty Beer's 7th NIT break winner.
How many behind? I believe Ham is still in first.
I don't do math well, but 13 minus 7.
That sounds like 6, if I were to
there you go.
Just take a math wild guess. So, yes, congratulations, Matt.
Who needs them?